Proverbs chapter 4 tonight. Amen. I just kind of have a song in my heart tonight. I hope you don't mind. Y'all in Proverbs chapter 4? Okay, let me get there then. I've got... Alright. Sing with me tonight, would you? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. This is the one I really like. He's coming soon. Amen. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. Amen. All God's people said. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 4. Stand with me together, please. Let me read beginning in verse 1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Now listen, I know that we have children, but quite frankly, don't forget, we're all God's children. And He is our Father. Okay? For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Verse 3, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. That's a good verse for you husbands too, amen.
Yeah.
Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, she shall promote thee. And she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. And the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. That is our memory verse this month. Jump back again. It says verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Let's talk about getting wisdom. And let's pray. Father, we need you tonight. We're so thankful, God, for these verses and this the power that this book has. Our hearts are changed, Lord, just by reading these 13 verses and hearing your word in our ears and in our hearts. Lord, our lives are already helped. Our strength is already edified. Lord, our mind is already more pure now as a result. So, Lord, throughout this next few minutes, would you please continue to work? I pray for your Holy Spirit to fill me, to fill this place, Lord God, to fill your people. May there not be one here tonight that would oppose what you want to do. I pray you'd bind that old serpent, Lord. Cast him out. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus and the power that it still has today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, amen. Please be seated. God has created us and given us a free will.
Yes.
Now that doesn't mean you lose your salvation. Free will Baptists don't have their doctrine straight. All free will means is that we can make choices.
Yes.
Can I tell you tonight, as we get into the message, much of this life, really, much of why you're here tonight, if not all of why you're here tonight, and everything that's happened up to this point, is based on our choices.
Yes.
Our choices. Much of what we have or don't have, based on choice. Now, obviously, some of us like to choose to have a few things that we can't afford. But you understand, it boils down to choices. Much of who we are and who we're not is because of our choices. Can I say what much of what we do or don't do? Where we go or don't go? What we wear or don't wear? What we say or don't? You understand the point, right?
Amen.
Life really boils down to, and God made us this way, choices.
Choices.
In our chapter here, in Proverbs chapter 4, God tells us in verse 7 to get wisdom. Can I tell you something? That's a choice.
Yes, it is. Amen.
That's a choice.
That's right.
In other words, you can choose not to, or you can choose to get it. I want you to notice, I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but we're going to go through the whole chapter and glean, if you will, from the chapter. I'm enjoying these messages on Proverbs. I hope you are. By the way, I'm telling you, if you'll really listen and pray to God to make you a wiser person this year, next year at this time, you will be a completely different person. And by the way, the choices you make are based on how much wisdom you get.
That's right, absolutely.
Or don't get.
Absolutely.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
All through this chapter, multiple times, God tells us something that is a choice that we have to choose. Look, verse 1 says, "Hear, you children." In other words, don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep.
Amen.
That's a choice you have to make right now. You know what? If you get that tired, stand up, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. Amen.
When I was in the military, if I fell asleep, and because we had training classes as well, it wasn't quite as easy as it is on you. So you know what I did? We stood up.
Yeah.
It's hard to fall asleep standing up.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. But it's harder. Much harder. So if you're falling asleep, listen, you're distracting other people.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Amen.
And if you're falling asleep, you know you're falling asleep.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if you stand up and stand over in the corner. Nobody else minds. You say, well, that'll distract them too. No, it won't. Not after I just said this. They'll know what you're doing. But really, if you right off the bat, the first word of the chapter is where a lot of people miss it. Well, they don't hear. It's a choice you got to make, though. It's a choice we have to make to hear it. Don't go to sleep. By the way, don't daydream.
Amen.
Don't daydream. Don't sit there in la la land and want. You know it happens to all of us because we're human.
Right.
Especially when you have a preacher who, likes to wax eloquent, long winded. Okay, but if you catch yourself daydreaming, stop.
Yeah.
If you catch yourself drifting off into another world, come back. Okay, come back, and then. But listen, that's why. Can I tell you? That's why I pray before I start preaching. God, cast out all the distractions. Cast out the serpent. Cast out the devil. Cast down the strong man, and then cast out you right then and there. As soon as I pray that, you ought to conscientiously on purpose say, "Okay, Lord, I'm laying down all of those things that I'm worried about right now, so I can hear."
Right.
So I can hear. I mean, I would hate for you to go through a whole year or 30 plus weeks of Proverbs and not be wiser because you didn't hear.
Yeah.
I didn't say you weren't here. I said you didn't hear.
Right.
It's amazing how you can be here and not hear.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Yes, it is. Don't go to sleep. But see, I'm not going to go to sleep. Well, don't drift off daydreaming either.
Amen.
Now, I expect Taryn and Seth and Karina sometimes, their little heads are going to, they can't keep up with the preacher. But come on, we are a little older than that.
That's right.
Amen. Right?
Amen.
Okay. That was the first word. That's the first word. Hear. And that right there, and then it says, "Hear, you children, the instruction of the Father, and attend." Attend means to pay attention.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
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 You know, I've seen people I've seen people watch television on the edge of their seat. I've seen people watch movies on the edge of their seat. I've seen people hear stories, you know, it's a drama story, and they're on the edge of their seat, and that's what that means. I'm attending. I'm paying attention. This is life-changing Bible that we're talking about right now. This is the difference between a good day tomorrow and maybe a bad day tomorrow. You've got to hear and pay attention.
Yeah.
And but look, that's a choice you make. Some of you are getting too comfortable already. You see what I'm talking about? I can't even get past the first verse. It's a choice that we need to make. And if we're wise, we'll understand that I need to make the right choice. Here, look at verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let. The word let means allow. It's a choice. I'm just allowing. It says here, verse 4, let thine heart retain my words. Allow your heart to keep the words, to retain them. Don't let anything else distract you. And it says, I don't have time to preach all these, but there's a lot of choices in this Proverbs. In verse 4, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments. To keep them means to keep them. Amen. To keep them in your heart, to guard them, to put them down in there. Amen. Don't let them go away. Look in verse 5. Get wisdom. Get something. That's just a choice you got to make. In other words, God's never going to keep it from you.
That's right.
God says, here it is. Get it.
Yep. Yeah, amen.
So if you don't have it, it's not God's fault.
That's right.
He says, get it.
Amen.
Get it. Now, if you want it, you'll come get it. I mean, come home, it's supper time. Yeah, when the supper bell rings, you're running home. Why? Because you want to get it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, listen, this is a lot. This is the bread of life. This is the living water. This is the water that you'll drink of and never thirst again. Amen. Yeah. You need to get it. Amen. You need to be more prone and more in tune to what the Bible has to say right now than any supper, anything else in your life. This is the preaching of the Word of God for you to get something from it.
Yeah. Amen.
But you got to come to church with a decision in your heart and your mind. I'm not going because I have to. I'm going because I need to get something from God. I need it. God says, come get it.
Amen.
Come and get it.
Amen.
If it was a T-bone steak, you'd be running.
Amen.
Amen. Come on now. And nothing wrong with that either when it's time for T-bone steak. Right now it's time for eternal wisdom.
Amen. Bread of life.
That's right. It says, verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Now wait a minute, that's a choice, preacher? Yeah, that's a choice. It says, forget it not. Verse 5, forget wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Now, a choice to not forget, how can I not forget it? Write it down. Meditate on it.
Amen.
Memorize it. Read it every day.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't tell me you can't.
Right.
God's not going to tell you forget it not if you can't not forget it.
Amen.
All right, y'all can get quiet if you want to. Well, I just don't have the mental capacity. Yes, you do. You just don't have the choices right.
That's right. Amen.
You don't have your decision maker working properly.
Yeah.
It says, neither decline from the words of my mouth. That means disobey. Don't disobey. Seth, when mom tells you to do something, you have a choice, young man. You either keep her words or you decline from her words. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Tori, when daddy says whatever he tells you to do, you have a choice. You either keep his words or you decline from his words. Now, Christians, brethren, everything that God says in his word, you have a choice. You either keep his words or you decline from his words. You fall away from his words. You just don't take it very seriously. You just kind of disobey because it's not a big deal to you. I'm hurt. But don't you see? This is simply God giving you. Now listen, a choice is a good thing.
Amen.
I mean, if God was forcing this stuff down our throats, then we'd be all grumpy. Then we'd be angry. Then we'd be mechanical robots. But that's not what he's doing. He's giving us choices all throughout life. It's a choice after choice after choice. He choose wisely. That would be a good name for this message. Choose wisely. Get wisdom. Verse 6. Forsake her not. To forsake means to just abandon it.
Right.
Forsake it, just abandon it. Now, we need to forsake our sin.
Yeah.
We need to forsake our rebellion. We need to forsake our bitterness. We need to forsake our hardness, our cold hearts, and our lukewarm. But we need to never forsake wisdom.
Yeah,
see the choices there? Verse 6 even says, love her. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yeah.
This is Jesus.
Yeah.
This is Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we think of Jesus as this body. He's not a body. Yeah. Before he was ever named Jesus, his name was the Word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
That was his name before Jesus ever came along.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Do you really?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Love her. Love the book. Love the Word. Love Jesus. Love the wisdom. That's a choice that you got to make. Every day when you wake up, you got to choose whether or not you're going to love it.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on. I'm hurrying here, but I don't want to go too fast. Verse 8. Exalt her. That means put her above everything else.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy. I don't even know if I'm going to get through these, but to exalt her means to put her up on the top shelf. Put her up in first place.
Yeah,
I'm talking about wisdom. I'm talking about Christ. I'm talking about what God, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And His righteousness.
Yeah.
And all of these things that you keep exalting shall be added unto you. What happens is, though, you exalt all of these things that the world offers that don't do you any good, that keep bringing you more discouragement and depression, and then yet Jesus is down here somewhere where you can't seem to find Him. Unless you have an emergency. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Exalt wisdom, and then she'll give you the things that you need. But there again, it's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice. Who's exalted in your mind? You know, we got teenagers exalting sports stars. We've got Christians exalting movie stars. God says, exalt wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
By the way, what's that movie star going to do to promote you? What's that rock star or that sports star going to do to promote you?
Yeah.
Come on.
They can't. They never will. They're living for themselves. We need to exalt wisdom, exalt Christ. She, wisdom, will promote. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. When you literally embrace the Word of God. I mean, you choose to love and exalt and embrace God. God's Word, Jesus and His wisdom. This is not brain surgery here.
Yeah, oh, amen.
But it is a choice.
Amen.
Verse 10. Hear. There it is again. Wonder why God keeps saying that. Wonder why I have to say, listen, listen, listen. I just don't start saying, hear me, hear me. God says it all the time. You know, we preachers sometimes we get in ruts. When you do a lot of public speaking, sometimes you get into a bad habit of saying the same thing. It's kind of a, I don't know if anybody ever done public speaking, but you get into a rut and you start saying the same thing all the time. Let me tell you, can I tell you, listen. Listen, listen, I say listen a lot. Well, I don't feel so bad anymore because God says hear a lot.
Amen.
So it's the same word pretty much.
Yeah.
So listen, amen, listen. I'll keep saying it. I'll listen. But God says, hear me. Receive, verse 10. Let my son, and receive my sayings. Oh, my soul, listen to them. Let them in.
Yeah, amen.
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 Who is it? But from Amazing Grace Baptist Church, I'm not interested. You know what they just did? They didn't receive me.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Who is it? From Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Oh, hi, how you doing? And then they received me. You see,
yes.
God's Word in your heart, Christian, is always knocking.
That's right. Absolutely.
Always. He says, hear me. Receive what I've got to say. Open your heart. Yes. Open your ears. Amen. Open your mind to receive the Word of God. Oh, my soul, let them in. Verse 13 is our memory verse. Take fast hold. That means don't let go of it. Hold on tight.
Amen.
When you're riding a bicycle too fast downhill, you know what that means, don't you? Hold, take fast hold on those handlebars. Sometimes my Christian life seems that way. I was like, sometimes I feel like my feet are off the pedals, and I'm going downhill holding on to the handlebars because God's in full control. And I'm just, Lord, I'm holding on, amen. I can't. You guide me wherever you want me to go. You go check me. You check whatever's down at the bottom of the hill. I can't see it, Lord. But you follow me. I'll follow you. You lead me. But God says, let go of those handlebars. You're going to be scratched up, bruised up, bloodied, embarrassed, ashamed, regretting a lot of things.
Amen.
Take fast hold on it. Don't let them go. In other words, if you were to ask me what else that might mean, it might mean that there's always something pulling it away from you.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you hearing?
Yes.
Better ask. That's a better way to ask it. Amen. Look what it says here in verse 14. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Enter not. Go not. Look at verse 15. Avoid it. Well, the devil made me. No, you didn't avoid it.
That's right.
Yeah, amen. Try.
Pass not by it. Well, if you weren't even by it, then you would have been able to avoid it.
Right.
Yeah, amen.
But it's a choice you made to go in the way of the evil
right. And
the darkness. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. When I see it, I know what I have to do. I don't even have to think twice. I don't even have to reconsider. I don't even have to imagine what the preacher would do. What would Jesus do? That's a bunch of garbage. Just go away.
Yeah, amen.
That's what Jesus would do.
Amen.
Turn away from it.
Amen.
But that's a decision you have to make.
Yeah. Amen.
Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away.
Amen. Try it.
Pass away. I would rather, listen to me, passing away means two things, doesn't it? Passing away, but also means passing away in an obituary. I would rather, listen to me, I'm from the bottom of my heart, I tell you this with all honesty, and I'm just talking to you tonight, I would rather pass away, literally, than disgrace my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You say amen.
Amen.
But think about that.
Right.
I would rather, Lord, just please just take me home
before
I dishonor your name. I'd rather pass away than enter into that path.
Yeah.
I'd rather pass away literally than to go by that and live that lifestyle. Think about that.
Yeah.
Now, you can't choose to pass away. Don't start that. I didn't say that. You can choose to pass away, but not pass away. You understand what I mean. Okay, I'll move on here. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words. There it is again. Notice it says, incline thine ear. That means focus. That means lean into it, amen. Don't let anything keep you away from it. Verse 21, let them, there it is again, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Guard them. Put them there. Preserve them, if you will. Verse 23, this is a key verse. You need to mark this verse. You need to memorize this verse. You need to keep this verse, keeping it stirred up in your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What issues of life, preacher? Every single one. Why is it that one person can sit in the same church and hear the same messages from the same pastor, from the same Sunday school teacher, sing the same songs in the same building, in the same chairs, and run up and disgrace God with their lives, and somebody else loves the Lord and serves Him until Jesus takes them home? Why is that? Because one kept their heart and one didn't.
Amen. Amen.
That's why. Because the issues of your life stem from right here.
That's right.
Now, you can't keep my heart.
Yeah.
And I can't keep your heart.
Amen.
I can't even keep my wife's heart. I can't keep my children's heart. I can keep mine.
Yeah. Right.
Or else God wouldn't have told me that.
Amen.
He's not going to put me in an impossible situation where I can't do it.
Amen.
Now, I need His help. I need to listen to messages like this in order to do this.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
But to keep it is a choice. That word means to guard it. That word means to put a barrier around it where nobody else can get in but the one who belongs there, and that's my Savior.
Amen.
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 Like a castle, amen. Put a moat around that thing. Put a drawbridge around that thing. Put fire-breathing dragons up on the corners, amen. Don't let anybody in that heart except for the wisdom of God.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Right.
Y'all with me tonight? Y'all still hearing me? Amen. Verse 24. Put away. You know, that means put in the garbage. I don't care where it goes, but put it away. Look, from thee a froward mouth. So, preacher, I can't take my mouth off. No, you can't take your mouth off, but you sure can put the frowardness out of it.
Right.
Oh, and listen to me. You can also look at this verse this way. You can also put away the froward mouth that you keep running around with. That friend.
Yeah.
That co-worker.
Yeah.
That neighbor. You can put it away. It's a choice. You know what? I'm telling you, these are simple choices. Isn't it wonderful, though, that God gives us these choices? I'm excited about it. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. The farther the better.
Right.
Now, the farther the better. Verse 25 says, let again thine eyes look right on, let thine eyes look straight before thee. Verse 26 says, ponder the path, notice, of thy feet. Ponder the path. Think about it. Where am I going? What direction am I heading in? According to God's wisdom. Ponder the path of my feet this afternoon. How about last week? How about, if things go as they went last week and this week and this afternoon, then it's pretty simple to find out where you're going to be headed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? And the next week. And the next. Listen. Ponder. Think about it. I mean, stop for a minute and think about it. Where am I going?
Yeah.
What am I going to do with my life? Well, I just want to make money. I just want to be happy. Happiness is not a goal.
Right.
Happiness is a byproduct of being in the will of God.
Amen.
Happy is the man that gets wisdom.
Amen.
Don't look for happiness, look for wisdom. And she shall promote thee.
Amen.
Amen. Ponder the path of thy feet. By the way, quit pondering the path of everybody else's feet.
Amen.
Okay, who died and made you their judge? Ponder the path of your feet, and when you get that right, you'll have a lifelong job.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother, come on.
And you won't have time to worry about everybody else's path.
Amen.
Now I'm the pastor, and if I see something, I'm going to help you. But my job is not to ponder your path. My job is to ponder my path, and your job is to ponder your path.
Right.
Amen.
And if we're both pondering our paths, I tell you what, we'll end up promoting wisdom, exalting wisdom, embracing God's word like we're supposed to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just really not, this is all introduction, amen. Verse 27, turn not to the right hand. Turn not. You know, the steering wheel on your car lets you choose where you turn. They haven't made those that are automatic yet where the remote control and you can just sit in there and program it. I think they're already pretty close.
Yeah.
Program it and you just sit in the back seat and take a nap. And it just turns where it wants to go and takes you all the way to Grandma's house. Now, I don't know if I'm ever going to go that far.
Hey, brother.
Because I don't like to have some prince and power of the air in control of my car.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I like to know where. Okay, I'm going to turn here.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn here.
Amen.
I'm not going to turn here. I'm not turning here. That's what God says. Turn not. Amen. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. To choose to do all of these things, listen, and this is just one chapter. As you read through Proverbs, you're going to find out choice after choice after choice after choice. God tells you what to do, and when you don't do it, it's disobedience, but He's still going to let you make a choice. And to do this, to choose these things is to choose Jesus. Let me bring out a couple of things here. If I'm going to choose to do all these things, number one, quickly, I've got to choose to be teachable.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, "Hear, you children, the instruction. Instruction is teaching that calls for a decision. Yeah. Instruction is not just information. Instruction is not just knowledge, because knowledge does you no good until you put it into action appropriately. Even a decision does you, okay, I decide to keep the Word of God in my heart. Okay, what good is that going to do you until you literally do it?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a world today filled with people with all kinds of devices and internets and computers and tablets and televisions and information overload. Oh, I know more, and I can find out more information in a split second than I ever could when I was Samuel's age. But that doesn't do me any good. That's not what I'm talking about. Information is not instruction. Yeah. Information just becomes a bunch of gobbledygook in my brain that weighs me down, and I got nothing, no room left for nothing else.
Yeah, that's right, William.
Our society is on information overload. Instruction is different than information. Instruction is, listen, everybody knows all the information you could possibly know. I can go find it the same way you did. But that doesn't mean they're being instructed in wisdom.
That's right. Absolutely. Come on.
You can watch CNN all day long. You can get all the twisted information you can get. You can watch any channel, any news. You can be the next weather forecaster. Man, you can know everything that's going to happen. You're going to, when this breeze is coming and that front's coming in, it's blowing this way, it's coming up this way. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold. And that doesn't do you any good.
That's right.
Amen.
But yet, you sit at home.
Hey,
look at, where that front's coming around there. Man, that's impressive. The wind's blowing this way. And here's Johnny Weatherman over here saying, gee, this weather. You know. And you're inclining your ear, and you're attending, and you're hearing, and you're listening, and you're keeping it all. And you go run, tell somebody, did you see the weather today? It's going to be cold tomorrow.
Yep.
Have I made it clear to you that you need some instruction?
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen.
Okay. I know I got to wear a coat tomorrow. That's all I need to know.
Amen. That's right.
As a matter of fact, I'll find that out when I wake up in the morning.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Umbrella tomorrow. Well, I'll find that out when I look out the window. I'd rather read my Bible and find some instruction, find some wisdom so that I don't trip over the umbrella tomorrow.
Amen.
Y'all getting this or not?
Amen.
I know I'm being a little facetious, but we got people who live for information. God says, hear the instruction.
Amen. Hey.
I'm hurrying. But if you're not get this, you're not going to get it. We got information zombies walking around, Brother Worst. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just zombies, man. They got the. And they're singing along completely off key. And they got these earbuds coming in, and they're just pumping this stupid, ridiculous nonsense into their brain, hour after hour after hour.
That's right.
And you wonder why our country is the way it is today.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Amen.
Instruction.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah,
is not information.
That's right.
Instruction comes from God. Information comes from Disneyland, Hollywood.
Come on. Yeah. Amen. Hey.
Listen to me. Be teachable. Choosing to be teachable, listen, is to admit that I don't already know everything and I need some instruction.
That's right. Amen.
I said, choosing to be teachable is the first step in choosing to do all these things. I need to realize I don't know everything. I may know, you know, what the blue line on the weather map means, but I don't know everything about God's Word.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm going to choose, number one now, listen, to be teachable.
Yeah.
That means I'm going to choose to be moldable so I can learn from God's instruction.
Yes, amen.
I'm going to choose to be teachable. There's some people that you just can't teach them anything because they just know it all.
Yeah.
Now, the average teenager is not who I'm talking to necessarily. I don't think there's any like that in this church. But I'm telling you one thing, grown-ups are now to that point where they don't listen, they don't hear, they don't receive, they don't keep because they don't think they need it, because they're not teachable, because they're full of pride. And if you're ever going to get more wisdom, you're going to have to be teachable. In other words, you're going to have to just go ahead and admit to God right now, God, I don't know everything I need to know. The person that admits that they were wrong yesterday is the person who admits that they are wiser today.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
That's true. Amen. Yeah.
I was wrong, and I admit it.
Yes.
But today I know I'm wrong, so I'm wiser.
Yeah.
I'm teachable. A teachable person is a person who's able and willing to admit that they do not know everything. I mean, you know as well as I do, you talk to people every day in your life that know more than God.
Yeah, well.
And professing themselves to be wise, they become fools.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because they're not teachable. Are you teachable? If you don't get past this, you're not going to get anything else. Are you teachable? Are you literally to the point in your life where you understand? And again, it's not about how old or young you are. It's about, are you teachable? Because God knows way more than you do, regardless of how old you are.
Right. Yeah.
Or how long you've been saved.
I am.
Teachable. Choose to be teachable. Number two, then you need to choose to be taught by God.
Yeah.
That's right.
What do you mean, preacher? Well, verse 4 says, He taught me also. He taught me also. See, now that I'm teachable, I admit, let's call that, I admit I need to learn.
Yeah.
I admit I need instruction. Then I need to choose who's going to teach me. Do you hear what I said? Then I need to choose who's going to teach me. Because everybody's waiting to teach you something.
Yeah. Right.
I said, everybody's waiting to teach you something.
Yeah.
I mean, all those teachers at school, they're teaching all kinds of somethings.
Yeah.
I'd rather you just go ahead and go to sleep there. No, not really. I'm just kidding. Not really. Don't say that. Don't tell the teacher I said that, please. But if they start talking about you, the fact that your grandma was a monkey, I mean, just go to sleep.
Yeah, amen.
Because your grandma not a monkey.
Right.
If they start talking about how your mother is the earth, you just raise your hand and say, well, I walked on my mother yesterday. Come on, they're teaching ridiculous garbage. It's not instruction, but they're trying to make it instruction to you.
Yeah, come on.
Y'all don't understand about that, walking on my mother?
Yeah, anyway.
If the earth is your mother, I walked on my mother. But listen, instruction.
Right,
be teachable. You gotta figure out who's gonna teach you. Somebody needs to teach you. Once I choose to be teachable, then I need to choose who's gonna teach me. Only a teachable person can be taught, obviously. I'm hurrying up here, but listen, look at verse 11. Hear me, hear, O my son, there it is. Receive my sayings. Excuse me, verse 11. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. So teaching, the way God teaches us is by teaching, telling us, and by leading us. Okay? Notice again, he says, I have taught thee, I have led thee. So we have Jesus as a living example of wisdom, right?
Right.
He has been tempted at all points as we are, yet without sin. So we have His footsteps all along the pathway of life that we can follow. He's led us.
Yeah.
And all the time, all the while He's leading us, He's also teaching us through His Word. And we need to decide who we're going to learn from. Who are we following, in other words? Who are we imitating? Who are we dressing like? Who are we talking like? Who are we thinking like? Who are we learning from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Because you're going to learn from somebody. Right. And I choose to be teachable. Then I choose who I'm going to let teach me. And it's God that's going to teach me. It's God that's going to lead me. The very most important part of this second point here is choosing the right teacher.
Amen.
You know, if one teacher teaches you one thing and another teacher teaches you a completely opposite thing, you know what you have? Confusion.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of doubts.
Yeah.
Verse 14, look at this. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. We must choose to be taught, listen, by those who are walking in the pathway of light.
Man, that's right, brother.
That's right. Amen.
We are to do everything, look in verse 15, we are to do everything to avoid the paths of the wicked. Why? Because they will teach us, we will learn their ways.
That's right.
Jeremiah 10:2 says, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Period. God says, I don't want you to learn the way they live. I don't want you to learn the way they talk. I don't want you to learn the things they do. I don't want you to learn. I don't want you to listen. And listen, you, if the music you listen to is not written by people who are living in the light, turn it off.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
That, you will never live above the level of the music you listen to. Never.
That's right.
Because that darkness is going to pull you down to that level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark it down. You will never live above the level of the people you run with.
Yeah. Amen.
Because they're teaching you the way of the heathen if they're not walking in light. And by the way, how do I know if they're walking in light, preacher? Are they in church with you?
That's right. Come on.
Okay, then they're not. Well, preacher, they go to another church. You tell me what church they go to, and I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah, amen.
That's pretty arrogant in a preacher. No, that's not arrogant at all. That's wisdom.
Yeah, amen.
Well, preacher, you're offending me right now. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm trying to teach you. Remember, you're teachable, aren't you?
Yeah, amen.
I'm trying to teach you that just because they say they're a Christian, just because they go to a church, does not mean anything unless they're walking in light. And when they're walking in light, you can see it. You will know it. It is obvious.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
If they're not, you're learning the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Avoid it. Turn away from it. To choose to be taught the wisdom that I'm talking about is to choose to sit at the feet of Jesus. His Word. By the way, there's only one in the English language.
Amen.
And if you start sitting at the feet of those other versions, then you're choosing to be deceived.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus. This is, you can't have one Jesus and 200 different versions of Him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make common sense. Logic.
Yeah, come on.
You sit at His feet. By the way, those churches that preach the gospel, they don't have the King James Bible, I guarantee you, right off the bat.
Amen.
They're not wisdom. They're not light.
Yeah.
And you're not learning what you need to learn. You need to be teachable, and then you need to learn to choose who I'm going to let teach me. Because somebody's going to try. Your preacher, your Sunday school teacher, this church, the church that God has put in your life, the church that you have come to, that God has saved you, where God has led you, God has helped you, God has strengthened you, God has revived your heart. I mean, my soul, don't take that lightly. It doesn't happen every day.
Right,
amen.
John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice,
yeah,
and I know them, and they follow me.
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
They're told and they're led. I've got to choose to be teachable. I've got to choose to be taught God's wisdom from the right people in the right path. Number three, I've got to choose to be tender-hearted.
Yeah.
Verse Verse 4 says, He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, thine heart retain my words. Verse 21, Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine what? Thy heart. Verse 23, Keep thy heart with all diligence. I've said this before, but listen to me tonight. All the choices we make are based on our heart's spiritual condition. Every choice we make is based on my heart's spiritual condition.
Yes, amen.
Spiritual condition. Every decision, every action starts with a decision in my heart.
Amen.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, if I'm going to be teachable, if I'm going to let God teach me, I'm going to have to be tender-hearted to receive the instruction that God wants me to have.
Yeah.
Yes, brother. That's right. Amen.
To receive the instruction that God wants me to have. Soil must be soft in order to receive the seed. You can't put seed on dry, hard, crusty soil. You got to turn it over and moisten that soil, and you can put the seed in the soil. Our heart needs to be tender in order to receive the instruction that God wants us to have. Look at verse 10. He says again, Hear my son and receive my sayings. Receiving my sayings. Proverbs 10 verse 8. The Bible says, The wise in heart will receive commandments. The wise in heart will receive commandments. In other words, wisdom, tender-hearted, will receive more wisdom. The wise in heart will receive more wisdom. Because a wise heart is a tender heart, a teachable, instructable heart that's not too proud, that's letting God teach them, that understands, listen, the wise in heart know that there's a difference between light and darkness.
Right. Yeah.
And then that wisdom is allowing more wisdom to come in, receiving it into my tender heart, my fertile soil, my soft ground.
Yeah.
You see, this is a choice. All of these are choices.
That's right. Yes.
You don't miss. I'm still talking about choosing to be teachable, choosing who you're going to let teach you, choosing to be tender-hearted. So preacher, how do I know? Well, let me explain to you real quick. You know. Period. You know whether or not your heart is receiving. Sometimes, listen to me, because sometimes, many times, instruction takes on the form of reproof. Just in the few verses of introduction, I got on some of your toes.
Yeah.
And all I did was tell you the choices that God wants us to make. But you see, we always need reproof, church. We always, because reproof is correction. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:23 that reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
That's right, amen.
When it goes against what we thought or what we've been taught previously in the way of darkness that we were living in before, then we have to be tender-hearted in order to receive it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Or it's not going to get in. It's not going to help us any. It's going to bounce off. It's going to land on the ground. What is revival? Well, I think revival is simply this. When all of God's people get to a place where they're brokenhearted and they want to receive more of God's wisdom.
Amen.
Well, how do I choose to be tender-hearted, preacher? Well, here I'll give you two steps quickly. Pray about it.
Amen.
Pray, God, give me a tender heart. Pray, God, give me a humble heart. That's all it is a humble heart. God, give me a humble heart. Make me a humble man. Take away all my pride.
Amen.
Yeah.
Cast out all the bitterness, all the anger, all the unforgiveness, all the self-righteousness, all the criticism. Cast it out, Lord. And then the surefire way to see if God answered that prayer yet, if you're still working on it. Because, by the way, it's not just one time, okay? When your well is full of mud, it takes a while to dig that stuff out.
Right.
Yeah. How do I know if I'm all right, preacher? When you come to church and the preaching starts, it's a gauge.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
You sit there and you're shouting hallelujah, amen, preacher, and I can't preach hard enough. I got, 2-foot flames coming out my nose, and I'm preaching against every sin in the book, and you're, amen, preacher, that's right, you get it, preacher. Or otherwise, you'll be like,
Amen.
And you look down at your Bible for the rest of the message.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
You know why? Because your heart's hard.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because
right.
You're not receiving it.
Right.
So how do I choose to have a tender heart? Well, I pray about it,
yes.
And listen, and then I stay in yes. Under the preaching.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I don't leave church. I get more church.
Yes.
I don't quit church. I long for longer preaching.
Yes.
I don't leave church. I'm here every service because I need that preaching to keep plowing that heart.
Yes. Yes.
You go to a church that doesn't have any preaching, and you will find the coldest, deadest, hardest bunch of old fogies you'll ever find.
Amen.
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 You may not have been there, but some of you have.
Amen.
And it's like there's dust flying off the off the pews, you know, dust coming off the pulpit instead of fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
Why? Because everybody's dead. Because there's no preaching. Because we need the preaching of this book.
Amen.
We need God to plow up our hard hearts.
Yes.
And we need to be willing to accept it and receive it. And every time we receive it, it gets a little bit softer.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
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 That's why we sing and we sing and we sing. And because you know what a gauge is? If your heart's hard, you won't sing either.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Are you here? I see your mouth moving, but I don't hear anything. Choose. Pray about it.
Yeah.
If you find yourself getting angry at preaching, it's a warning sign.
That's right.
Yeah. Your heart's hard.
Yeah.
If you find yourself saying, man, and you just turn the channel to your favorite show.
Oh.
Your heart's hard.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to go on. I'm not getting anywhere there, I can tell. But
oh.
If you're not under preaching regularly, your heart will be hard.
That's right. Absolutely.
And quickly, I'm done. Lastly, you need to choose to never turn away. Verse 27 says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Yesterday's choices don't guarantee today's choices.
That's right.
And today's choices don't guarantee tomorrow's.
Amen.
I've seen people give testimony of how God is great and merciful. I remember a young lady who stood up when we first started the church in the first few months, and she got saved and baptized and excited. I remember her standing up and saying, I'm so thankful for this church. I'm so thankful for God's grace. I never knew I was going to hell.
Amen.
But I have no idea where she's at now.
Yeah, well.
Somewhere in Denton, I suppose. And the list is too long, quite frankly, too long for me to even try to tell you about all the people like that.
Yeah.
Why is that, preacher? Because they didn't choose to not turn away no matter what.
Yeah.
Yesterday's good graces and testimonies don't mean anything today. I got to choose again tomorrow morning. When I wake up, I got to choose again tomorrow morning. When I wake up Friday, I got to choose again tomorrow morning. I'm not turning away. I'm not turning away. I'm not turning away. Come hell or high water, sink or swim, heaven or hell, I'm not turning away.
Amen.
But you're going to have to do it tomorrow too.
Yeah. Right.
And then Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday. You get the picture. You're going to have to choose to not turn away.
Yeah.
You understand, when I choose all of these good things, the devil chooses me. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I get serious about the things that I'm preaching tonight, I've got to hurry. I'm out of time. The devil chooses me. The devil chooses. I'm telling you, I've not seen more attacks of Satan on a church than I have seen in the last 2 years. And this church is under constant fire.
Yeah.
I mean, constant fire. You folks must be really praying. You must really be soul winning. You must really be serious about Jesus, because Satan is angry. But you know what? I don't care. I'm not turning away.
Yeah. Amen.
You can choose to turn away if you want to and get over there in the darkness and the death and the despair. Fine, I can't. I love you, but I'm not turning away.
Amen.
Teenagers, you better choose now.
Amen.
That you're not turning away.
Amen.
Verse 26 says, to ponder the path of thy feet. Where am I headed? Where am I going? Look over in Luke 23 and I'm done. Luke 23. Luke chapter 23. Luke 23:13. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you. I have found no fault in him, in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him. And lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release unto them one of unto them at the feast. Notice in verse 18 the choices that they made. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man. Release unto us Barabbas. Notice, Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, trying to reason with them, with some wisdom that wasn't even a Christian. But they cried, saying, crucify him! Crucify him! And he said unto them the third time, why? What evil hath he done? I found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they, notice, as they require.
Yeah.
And he released unto them, verse 25, him that for sedition, which is rebellion, discord, strife, murder, was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will.
Yeah.
When I choose wisdom, when I choose wisdom, I'm choosing Jesus.
Amen.
When I choose otherwise, listen to me, I'm choosing Barabbas and his relatives. You know Barabbas? You know what I'm talking about? A thief, a murderer, a rebel. The choice to me is pretty simple. But I mean the whole mob. Crucify! Crucify! You know what I say? I say crucify that thief and murderer.
Yes, absolutely.
Give me Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
You got to make a choice today.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
The next day, the next day, for the rest of your life, dear brother, dear sister, choose to not turn away.
Amen.
Choose to be teachable. Come to church because you need to be taught.
Amen.
Read your Bible because you need to be taught. And then choose who's going to teach you. You better avoid those false teachers, those dark teachers. Choose to be tender-hearted, because sometimes the instruction, wow,
it's
sharper than a two-edged sword.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, oh, preacher, that hurt. Thank you.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you, Lord. Because I needed that.
Yeah.
And I'm not turning away. Keep on cutting on me. I'm not turning away. I choose Jesus. You can have Barabbas. Let him go. I choose Jesus.
Amen.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Our Heavenly Father, we need you tonight. We've heard a lot from heaven. We've heard a lot of meat, a lot of wisdom, a lot of instruction. Lord, help us to process it all now, to keep it close to our hearts, to meditate on it for a little while at this old-fashioned altar. Oh, God, we need you to help us. Your grace is sufficient to help us make these right choices every day. Keep us tender-hearted, teachable. Oh, God, help us. Bless your people. Lord, thank you so much for this church. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing here. How you have allowed us, God, to find and your will for our lives, and to find a church where you can feed us and strengthen us and help us and grow us, where souls are being saved, lives are being changed. God, thank you for a church that just lets the preacher preach, that just lets the Holy Spirit work, that doesn't fight. Oh, Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, for the precious liberty of your Spirit and your book. Please bless the invitation. Now, I know it's a Wednesday night, Father. I know folks are tired. Please, Lord God, help them to choose correctly. In Jesus' name we pray.